Acting Fire Chief Darren Soulsby says he came up with the idea for an arson task force after several large fires destroyed buildings in Bethel a few years ago, and investigators were unable to determine the cause.
Well, the Kilbuck School fire, that was one of my big pushes to do this.
Acting Police Chief Amy Davis says the number of unsolved fires is declining. She reported that the department made more arrests for arson this past year than it had previously, and she says that's due to one change.
Well, we actually have an arson investigator where in past we haven't. We actually have someone that can tell us cause, and that helps us as far as charging someone.
Acting Fire Chief Soulsby received his fire investigator certification in 2018. This certification not only helps him determine the cause of fires, but it provides more weight to his findings as evidence.
And if we can get trained to that level, where it's a standardized level and it's a certified level here in the state of Alaska, then it will hold up better in court.
Soulsby is currently the only certified fire investigator in Bethel. He says training and certifying more fire investigators will be one of two goals for the task force. The other will be creating procedures to better coordinate between the fire and the police departments. Right now, when a fire occurs in Bethel, Soulsby, as the only fire investigator, determines the cause of the fire. Police officers collect the evidence, then the two departments team up to interview witnesses and suspects, and police make an arrest if there is evidence of arson. Soulsby says that whole process could be tidier.
It's a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, a lot of phone calls.
And setting up meetings that, you know, if we had just a better method set up to where we all get called in and we have the briefing and we basically come up with goals and delegation of tasks, then it'll be better for the community in whole.
He says he and Davis are working on a playbook that task force members can follow when a fire occurs. Davis is also excited about working more closely with the fire department.
One thing that I've learned in this job is that we shouldn't work in silos. Teams are a much better approach to working investigations.
In April, a few police officers will accompany Soulsby to fire investigator training, where they hope to get certified as well. Soulsby says he plans to have version one of the Bethel Arson Investigative Task Force running by the end of this year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.